We're asking for things that you as a mayor can change right now today by the stroke of your pen, by the clicks of your keyboard. If we cannot get that, don't even ask for us to move.
Well, I'll be honest with you, we're not going anywhere. We're gonna stay right here until change happens. If he's willing to sit down and meet our requirements, our demands, we will think about it from that point on.
So those are the two men who are organizing the protest ongoing at Graffiti Bridge, Kyle Cole and Caleb Houston. We're actually going to have Caleb on the show here in about a half an hour at the top of the hour, 8:08. Joining us now, we have Mayor Grover Robinson. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. You know those have been their comments about moving the protest to some other location. You have said you want to move the protest to some other location. How do we get from here to there?
Specifically, you know, from my standpoint, we just need to know what's going on. I mean, there are challenges at that location with traffic, train traffic, car traffic, a variety of other issues. We simply suggested another spot when I called him on Monday and said, hey, if you'd like to, this is what we think you could do. It could be a better location. There certainly are traffic issues there. You know, from that standpoint, If that's where they want to stay, that's fine. The question is now, we will just have to look and see how we can work to work through some of the traffic issues we have there, and certainly the train travel issue we have there. But, you know, that's the majority of all that area is owned by the railroad company. I would say CSX owned it. I think they sold the railroads. I'm not sure which company owns it at this particular time. But they have contacted us a couple of times asking us about complaints of it. We'll tell them that it's still planning to be there, and that's a concern for them, and we'll see what happens. But
from my standpoint,
I understand the issue of what they want to do, the movement, and what's going on. And I've never said in there one way or the other, we can't stop having discussion, dialogue, and have the movement. That is productive. The question is just trying to figure out a better place that's safer to have that discussion.
So I just want to make sure I hear you clearly. On Monday, it sounded like you were saying that they really needed to move by today, the day after George Floyd's funeral. It sounds today like what you're saying is, although you would like them to move and you have concerns about safety in the railroad, if they want to stay there, you're going to allow them to stay there.
That was exactly the way I phrased it to Kyle when I talked to him on Monday morning. I didn't say he had to move anywhere. I've never said you had to. I said I encouraged him to move somewhere else only because of safety. That's one of the biggest things we've had addressed in this that people have asked and had concerns with. So we asked for that. But if that's where they want to be, then that's fine. We'll just have to figure out how to make it safer.
So the next question that has come up many times, I've had people raise this question with me, is what about the boat ramp? You know, that is a very well-used launch site. Obviously, we got snapper season is going to start tomorrow. Are people going to be able to use the boat ramp? What's going to happen in the morning when fishermen go down there and try to go for snappers? What's the plan for that portion of the parking area there?
It is a first-come, first-served public area, so absolutely. I mean, that's what will be happening if people are there. Those are other things we'll have to deal with. I mean, it is a public-use area. We allow all the public uses. We certainly allow the people to be there that are part of the protest, but it also has other public uses, and other people need to be able to use the spot as well. So it's not exclusively for protest, and so those individuals that wish to use it for other public uses can use it for other public uses.
So if boaters show up in the morning, I got to assume, based on the number of boats I see there all the time during the summer, that when people show up in the morning, are we going to need to have police there to make sure they can use that portion of it? Is there a plan to make sure that that is also accommodated? Just help me, because I know you've been thinking about this. I'm sure you've been thinking about this. What is that plan?
These are all the things that we're thinking about. I mean, if we have to come in there and work with that, I mean, this has been a peaceful protest, and there's been a lot of discussion on that. The issue is they've chosen a location where there is considerable discussion between citizens, and so, again, these have nothing to do with the issues of the protest. It has to do with the use of the space.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've had it before. People have moved boats in and out of there already in the season, so
I mean, we'll see what happens and what goes forward. We'll be planned from there. I mean, I will say for the last week they've been there, I haven't seen necessarily any necessary issue that's happened from that. I mean, for the most part, when they have it is when it's not being utilized for something else. But our biggest concern is at night, what happens with people driving through 17th. And so, I mean, we're looking at all those things and trying to figure out what's the best way to keep people safe and allow them to continue to use that location.
Do you feel comfortable or confident that there will not be any more closures attempted along Bayfront? And I understand that that's not necessarily Caleb and Kyle's group, that's the Dream Defenders more, but we still hear about every once in a while you get 17th gets closed for a little bit. Do you have confidence that there's going to be no more 3 Mile Bridge Bayfront closures?
You know, I had significant discussion with Kyle on Saturday about that. And he came to me and said, that was not us. We didn't want to do that. That was not what we were planning to do. And I said, hey, I have no problem. Continue to do what you're doing. And again, from that standpoint, we got to do it in a way that doesn't disrupt traffic. And they've understood that. And I hope that's the way going forward it will be. I mean, that will be a good thing. Does that mean it won't ever happen again? I don't know from that standpoint. We will try to be ready and address things that happen from there. I do think one of the things, obviously, my attendance was part of the reason it created the desire to do something at that particular time. I hope we can continue to keep working from there, and I'm more than happy to talk to any group about what they want to do. We can only do what we can do. We're working to make things better in Pensacola, but on these issues that are being talked about, they're long-term issues that take a significant amount of time to move forward. And they generally, the only way they get done is through when people respect each other and can work together. If we get to that point and we're able to work together respectfully in whatever we do, we'll make it go forward. If you don't have respect, it's all going to fall apart at some point. So, I'd hope that everything we're building toward is actually what's taking us somewhere, and where we, the place exactly that we want to get to, and the things that we want to address, we'll begin to see improvement of those. That's what I think all of us really want. And if it's real and it's going to happen, it's going to happen with everybody working together respectfully.
And by the way, I just want to say, I talked about this yesterday extensively, but I want to give you credit for, I thought you gave very good answers for why the particular demands, some of them you were more willing to consider and others were much more of a challenge, and more that they were matters for the voters to decide. And also, just quickly, you guys, the city, had reached out to the organizers, to Kyle and Caleb, and consistently have been giving them the train schedule to make sure that everybody is safely off the tracks. And I don't think that's something that a lot of people were aware of, but, again, in the effort of working with them to make sure that everything is done safely, I think there's been a lot of that. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Thank you for the time. We look forward to talking to Caleb here in a few minutes.
Andrew, certainly enjoy it. Thank you very much.